This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. Coming up later this hour, Chris Wright's going to join us. He was in studio on Friday. Ex-Georgetown basketball player, has been playing professional basketball overseas for years and was part of the alumni basketball game. And he made a bet with Valdez that Georgetown was going to take the alumni basketball game, and they did.
This is Matt Valdez.
117.91. That would be a boat race.
That would be, yes.
Devontae Smith-Rivera was the MVP.
Correct.
I saw Greg. Did Greg Monroe play? Like, he's been playing in the NBA.
He did say that they have more guys. I didn't see
active.
The box score.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said all of the guys were active.
Yeah.
I think there's 10 guys on the roster. He said all of them were.
Chris Wright will join us in studio. That's coming up at 9:40.
We can ask him.
Right now, we open up the entertainment page.
That's right. And it is Cakes' EP with EB on, I guess, a year-long vacation.
That's unbelievable.
From the looks of it. Actually, it's a two-week vacation.
It's he rare. Just did back-to-back. The rest of us spread them out. He did back-to-back, and I'm a little jealous and envious of that. It's a smart move.
It's not a bad move.
Did he get more vacay weeks than I did? Because it seems like he's always off.
I don't think so. Ask Drab.
I don't know that
Drab
anybody keeps track.
It's August 8th, right?
Yes.
I've taken 1 week.
What are you doing? Are you going to take like the whole
Haven't
month of
November
off? Haven't
you done some wraparounds, though? Or
this
You've
year?
Only taken five
no,
days
taken,
off this
I,
year?
I took 1 day when I went to Auburn to go see the Yale-Auburn baseball series.
Right.
And then I took a week to go to Baldhead Island.
Well, I've
taken 1 week.
I know you.
You guys are going all over the place.
I know you're not going to leave like 4 weeks of vacation on the table.
I think I just set the record for only taking, for latest in the year, in the calendar year, of only taking 1 week.
You're probably right.
Are you off next week?
I am. We'll get into that.
So that'll be week two.
It'll be week two. I don't know. I got to find some days to take off.
Yeah.
Drabby, you got to help me.
Clock's ticking.
Pick them.
Year's almost over. I mean, like
basically
we say all
is
the time,
over.
Year's basically over.
You're usually the leader in the clubhouse as to knowing anything about payroll, vacation.
Yes.
Well, no, I just don't have a lot of stuff planned. I mean, I always take the wraparound at Thanksgiving.
What about your Pebble trip? Didn't you go to Pebble earlier this year?
Canceled.
Incorrect.
Plug pulled.
Didn't go to Pebble this year, and it was canceled for September.
Put the kibosh on
They don't
it.
Listen to you.
They don't ever
I mean,
listen.
You've said that 100 times.
I just
JP
said,
never listens.
Yeah, he doesn't listen, but I just said your trip was canceled.
Yes.
I know these things.
Anyway, so we'll get back into that.
I also know about the entertainment world. And the lead story in the entertainment world from the weekend is the fact that Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson are officially, I'm stealing an EB term here.
How long were they together?
Splitsville.
Like
2 months?
How long were they together?
9 months.
9 months.
I mean, are you surprised? Because I'm
not really.
I'm not surprised. What I was surprised over the weekend, Kelsey said this to Jess. So my daughter mentions Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson broke up, and Jess said, "Who's Pete Davidson?"
Really?
She had no file at all.
So she has the same amount of info on Pete Davidson as intern John had on Pete Rose.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Apparently, people just don't know the Petes.
I knew Pete Davidson.
I was telling Drab during the break, getting back to Pete Rose for just a second, another did giveaway that he's an old codger is the hideous dress shirt that he loves to wear. And if you are wearing a dress shirt that has a white collar at the on the cuff, mm-hmm. not collar, white cuffs with a crazy design and then more like white collar up top,
mm-hmm.
old, and the real cherry on top, monogrammed. He had 14 on his cuff, and I think it was either Hit King or PR for Pete Rose on his collar. Mm. Well, that's a real old guy move.
When we got hooked,
well, he is old. He's 81.
Right. So it's a giveaway.
When we got hooked by giveaway. The Tailored Man years ago,
yes,
which was right next to the Palm when we were doing Table Manners,
correct.
Mm-hmm. And we got hooked, kind of as a bit. I did get one shirt monogrammed.
Right. That's either like an old guy move or like a really rich guy move. I think like really like
I'm neither
loaded guys oh. have like. Monogrammed like dress shirts.
No, they have yeah. Lululemon backpacks or fanny packs, well, according to Valdez.
They have those too, but that only sets you back $30.
And white hair.
And white according hair.
So, was there guy. Any statement from these knuckleheads on why no, they split up?
No statement, but we do have anonymous sources that are telling us supposedly it was the age difference that was a deal breaker. Pete's 28, Kim is 41, she's got four kids. So they're in different places in their life, like kid-wise and age-wise.
But they knew that. I mean, they knew that before they started dating.
Here's one of the quotes. Pete is totally spontaneous and impulsive and wants her to fly to New York or wherever he is on moment's notice. Obviously, Kim can't do that. And also, Kanye, he's reportedly been making things hard on Kim on purpose because apparently he's so mature. I'm just reading word for word. Quote, when Kim is with someone else, Kanye can cause problems with the kids. He tries to divide and conquer. He can't help it. Yeah. That's just what he does.
Very healthy relationships.
Right. I'm sure.
Well, just imagine. Hard. So 28, when we're 28, I don't think Jason and I weren't married. Imagine you're dating.
I wasn't married, but I was
a 41-year-old with four kids. Yes, we were locked down.
Yeah. Pretty much. No, I'm trying to think if I was even engaged at 28. I don't think I was.
But could you deal with four kids?
Actually, no, I was. I was engaged at 28, yeah.
No. If you're 25 to 28, the last thing you want to deal with are four kids that you didn't create yourself. You know what I'm saying?
And then a nut job X.
You walk into a situation and there are four kids and you're just like, I don't know if I want to get neck deep into this. Yeah. That's just me envisioning myself as a 28-year-old.
Right. And then imagine if you're a celebrity like Pete Davidson and you can pull anything you want.
Right.
He's like maybe he really liked or loved Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
But you look at his resume, he's dated all these ridiculous hotties. Yeah. He's not going to struggle.
He can do the cost benefit analysis right. and say, well, I mean, I know it's Kim Kardashian, but I can break up with her with the quickness.
Right, pull the ripcord
and
already.
And then I'm
well, he just realized the juice just wasn't worth the squeeze. Because
correct.
He obviously knew she had four kids when he got involved.
Right.
And he probably thought, all right, I can deal. And then after a few months, he's just like, I'm out.
Right. He just figured it was casual for a while.
And then could you imagine that the ex that you're dealing with is Kanye West?
No, I couldn't.
What a circus that makes things. And then he's just like, you know what? I can do better.
Wasn't he buying the house across the street?
Yeah, Kanye like bought a house like across the street from Kim so he can just keep an eye on what's doing there.
Mm-hmm.
He is full on wacky. This is the story that caught Jason's eye entertainment wise.
Well, this is the biggest story in Hollywood.
Scary story. Anne Heche is in the hospital with severe burns after she crashed her car into a house in L.A. She was speeding through L.A. late Friday morning. She crashed her blue Mini Cooper into a garage in an apartment complex. This is my defense mechanism. I'm not laughing. The situation is obviously horrible. Residents tried to make her get out of the car, but instead she backed up, continued. She went to an intersection, sped through it, crashed into a house,
right.
drove almost
all the way
entirely through the house, causing a fire that basically destroyed the house.
Oh, the house is done.
The owner and the pets were uninjured. Anne was pulled from the car, taken to a nearby hospital. The most recent report from TMZ says she's, quote, intubated but expected to live. And that sounds horrible.
I'm just waiting to hear what percentage of her body has third-degree burns.
Yeah.
Says so it's going to be a high percentage.
She suffered severe burns over, I don't know how
well,
much.
Well, and then the crazy part is if you watch the overhead shot of the fire department pulling mm-hmm. her out of the house.
Yeah.
And they get her on the gurney or whatever, and they get her right near the ambulance to put her in it. And she tries to get off of the gurney.
Right. She probably just had no idea.
She had no idea what's going on.
Yeah, what was happening to her at that point.
But her entire body was covered with the sheet, and she pulls the sheet off.
Yeah.
And she's trying to get off. But she is lucky to be alive. So is the owner of the house. I don't think it's the owner. I think she was renting.
Mm-hmm.
But Anne Heche, if you watch the video of her speeding down the road, it would be like going 80 miles per hour down Pointer Ridge Drive.
Oh. Or like this half street?
Yeah.
Out in front of the studio. Like,
yeah.
Could you imagine doing 80 down that street?
No, it's crazy.
I can't even imagine with all the construction going on and shenanigans.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even imagine going 40 down that street.
And she has had issues her entire life. She's had mental issues. Yep. She's had drug issues her entire life. Three of her siblings died when she was young.
Mm.
Her dad sexually assaulted her many times. She's had, remember the one story where she just knocked on a stranger's door in the middle of nowhere? About 20 years ago?
I vaguely remember that.
And who was she married to?
Ellen.
Well, she was with Ellen. Or, I don't know if she was married to Harrison Ford.
Yeah, I felt like she was with Harrison Ford first.
Yeah.
And then she had like, you know.
She dated Ellen for about 2 or 3 years.
I don't remember her dalliance with Harrison Ford, but I'm sure it happened.
She's got two kids.
Together, right?
Yep, she's got two kids. But she's had issues her entire life. And if you watch that video, it's unbelievable how fast she's going down the road. And she was either on something or maybe it was a suicide mission. I have no idea.
I don't know. Could you imagine being the person that's renting the house, having to call the owner and tell them what happened? Oh, yeah. Anne Heche just drove through your house. Your house is now a pile of ashes.
I mean, like, it's just the craziest video.
Well, there's an image taken of her, I think, from TMZ before the crash.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it looks like there's a vodka bottle in the cup holder.
She's definitely on something. I guarantee you they're going to, once they do the blood levels, and the alcohol levels, she's going to have something in her system.
A source said her condition prevented doctors from performing tests to determine if she was under the influence. So I guess I'll get that.
She was addicted to ecstasy. She's just a mess. She needs to go away for about 5 years.
It's a scary, scary situation.
And then Alec Baldwin was getting killed because I guess he put something on Instagram or Facebook or whatever.
Yeah, he did a message that said that Anne Heche was brave and for all of his followers and to support her and everything.
Didn't say one thing about the woman in the house.
Yeah, and then everyone was going, wait a second, you know, if she was drinking and driving and then she just tore someone's house down, mm-hmm. why don't you say something about the victim?
Right.
Because Anne Heche is an idiot too.
Right.
I mean, so Alec Baldwin's an idiot just like she is. So he's getting killed. Rosanna Arquette's getting killed. She'd put out a similar message. But if you haven't seen the video, it's unbelievable. I mean, seriously, it would be like someone driving 80 or 90 miles per hour in Pointer Ridge and crashing into your house.
Did you think I was going to do an EP without a Britney story? Did you think that?
I was hoping.
If you thought that, then you thought incorrectly, because I have one here. Britney Spears and K-Fed seem to have a pretty civil co-parenting thing going for years now, but it's come to a screeching halt. In a new interview, K-Fed says that their sons... By the way, we're all getting older. 16-year-old Preston and 15-year-old Jaden have been avoiding her for months due to the ongoing media circus surrounding her. He also claims they're upset about an Instagram post last April where she dissed him. All the nudes that she's been posting haven't helped the situation either. This is why they chose not to go to her wedding. Brittany says she's saddened to hear that K-Fed is discussing her relationship with the boys, but her husband... Sam Asghari leaned in harder on K-Fed. He noted that Kevin's gravy train will be ending soon because the boys will be 18 and he won't get child support anymore.
Mm.
So Sam thinks
that hurts.
Sam is just crushing him, saying, "All right, you better save the shekels over the next 2 or 3 years."
What does Sam do?
Isn't he
on the gravy train?
I don't know.
Too?
Is he a fitness trainer? Drab? Do you know this?
Yeah, fitness trainer.
I think he's a fitness trainer. I mean. Of course, he doesn't make Britney Spears money, but I guess
he's employed.
Clients. Yeah, yeah.
It's fine.
I mean,
he has a job.
He's got millions of followers on Instagram. He'll be fine no matter what he does.
Gotcha. Yeah,
he's killing it, I guess. And last and probably least, did you think we were going to do an EP without a teacher sex with an underage student story? Because if you thought that, then you're wrong.
I was expecting a Johnny Depp story.
Amber Heard. Amber Heard. I don't have one anywhere around me. A former Texas teacher was sentenced this week to 60 days in jail, 10 years of deferred adjudication probation for sexually abusing an underage student. Enraging the local community, who felt the judge was too lenient. Marka Bodine, or Bodine, who's 32, had to plead guilty to aggravated sexual abuse of a child under the age of 14. She has to register as a sex offender following her jail sentence. She began a sexual relationship with the boy when he was 13 years old. So you think this person is flawed and damaged? She was 31 or 32, hooking up with a 13-year-old, and also sending explicit pics and videos to the 13-year-old.
I'll never understand it.
Just like the explicit video that Valdez is going to get me of Logan Thomas's contract. There we go. There's your EP,
good job,
everybody.
Kixie. Nice
I hope job I entertained. On the app. I hope I entertained everyone within earshot.
All right, we got Chris Wright joining us in the studio. That's coming up at 9:40. Keep it here. We're the Junkies on the Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Your camp always starts at 9, and one of my daily rituals is I go to Twitter.
Yep.
And I search Curtis Samuel.
Okay. Yes.
Good news for Commanders fans. Ooh. According to all of the beat reporters who are there, Curtis Samuels and De'Ami Brown going through individual drills.
All right, so they're back.
So that's a good sign. Samuel actually caught a touchdown pass from the maligned Carson Wentz on Saturday at FedEx Field.
He did, yes.
So, those are good things. Commander's training camp reports brought to you by Paul Henry's Windows. PaulHenrysWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. Will you get a Curtis Samuel catch in the first preseason game, Cakes?
It's a great question. Mm. Will Curtis sit now? It is.
Will he play?
Now, it also is, you have to factor this in, JP. It's very important. It's a Curtis Samuel revenge game because he's facing the Carolina Panthers. Will he get one catch? I'm gonna put him at the numbers 1.5 catches. Do you go over or under?
I go under because you don't even know if he'll play.
It's true. It's a good point. If he plays, he will have at least one catch. I don't know why I'm wagering that. I don't know where I'm pulling that from.
Mm-hmm.
But
it is good that he's out there.
Certainly.
Because you're always expecting a story. Oh, he's on the side field, but he's out there and he's practicing fully. and he's in team drills. It's also good that Deami Brown's out there because he's been battling a leg injury. Not serious, obviously, but he's back to practicing. So
Curtis Samuel,
gotta have those guys out.
He's your second highest paid receiver now behind Terry McLaurin. So you want him to be a productive part of your offense. There's a reason that you signed him to be the number two or possibly number three option in the passing game.
Correct.
And to be a guy that can take some carries out of the backfield. Now, with his sordid injury history, I'm going to guess that the handing him the ball off in the backfield is going to be kept to a dull roar. I don't think you're going to see that as much here in Washington as you saw it happening in Carolina.
No, especially now since you have Robinson.
I think it's last year in Carolina he had like 40-some carries out of the backfield.
Well, he was a running back in college.
Right.
Yeah, he wasn't a receiver.
I don't think you're going to see that here in Washington. You might see it, you know, like a one-off here and there. He might get a dozen carries just to shake things up. I don't think he's going to have that big of a role in the running game, though he can do that.
So, Valdez, you were saying during the break you have some audio from Dan Campbell.
Yeah, so you know how
the head coach of the Lions.
Yeah, so you know how every single NFL team is holding practice, like a live practice in their stadium.
Yep.
Right, with all the fans.
There and everything. So Dan Campbell, the guy that wants to bite kneecaps, head coach of the Lions.
He's a crazy man. He really is, yeah.
And people are starting to like him now.
Yeah. Hey, dude,
it's kind of
Is this year three?
Two.
This is only year two. Yeah.
Wow. But he addressed the fans in Detroit after their practice or before their practice. Mm-hmm. And when I was watching this weekend, I was ready to run through a brick wall for him.
Let me hear it.
Oh, Motor City. This is unbelievable. Look at you guys. Listen, I would say this, you guys have heard me say this, but I think what makes Detroit special is the fact that man, you guys will roll your sleeves up and put in a hard day's work. And I think we want to model ourselves after that. I tell you what, you would give your coat in winter. You would give your coat to somebody in winter that needed it, man. That's what this community is about. However, nobody will take advantage of our hospitality. Nobody. So that's who we're about. That's what we're about. This team is working their rear off to give you something to be proud of. All right, they're grinding it out right now. And I know this, we are freaking starving. We are starving. So the hyenas better get out of the way. All right, ma'am.
All his Lions are coming. He's got his Lions fired up. He's got Valdez fired up.
I don't know. I think I've been pretty consistent with this for many, many years. Anything coach says, it just doesn't matter. Like the Bill Belichick, like sometimes people want a fiery leader, and that's cool. Mm-hmm. Sounds great. But it works for Bill Belichick when he just mumbles. And
what do you need? What do you need as a head coach?
Great players.
In the NFL?
You need great players and a great quarterback.
Yeah. So the Detroit Lions in the last 3 years, 11-36-2. They actually had back-to-back winning years in 16-17, 9-7, went to the playoffs in one of those years. But the last 3 years, 11-36-2. Last year in Campbell's first year, 3-13-1. But, you know, are you expecting more than three wins this year? I don't know. I've never been a Jared Goff guy.
If you're in Detroit, you have to be expecting more than three wins.
I'm just saying. Like, I mean, I don't know if they get more than three. Maybe they get four or five. But I can't imagine they're going to get six, seven, eight. I don't think they're
probably
that good.
Probably not, but their first four are kind of manageable.
You're including Washington in that.
Well, I mean, Washington's lost five of their last six to Detroit.
That is true.
When Detroit's been bad. Three of the four are at home. They open against Philly at home. Then the Commanders come in week two. They have to go to Minnesota in week three. That's going to be tough. And then they host the Drab Hawks in week four. That seems like a...
I put them on six
like
wins.
A manageable first month out of the gate for them.
17 games. When I was listening to Campbell, though, it made me think. So Ron Rivera's in year three. Where do you rank him amongst the coaches in just the NFC East? Four teams.
All right. Well, I've got to put Mike... I'm automatically putting Mike McCarthy... for?
Dead last.
What am I supposed to say?
Okay? He's won a Super Bowl, though.
I don't care.
And he won the division last year.
I don't care.
He gets no respect. He's always going to be
down. I know.
He's had a much better resume than
Rivera. He's considered a boob, but his record is really good. Now, he had Aaron Rodgers. What is Mike McCarthy's career?
What am I supposed to say?
I mean, I'm sorry. I don't. No matter what, that guy's going for. Because he's a big goofball yinzer that is just, he's just keeping the seat warm until Sean Payton shows up in Dallas.
Winning percentage
stinks.
Of 608. He's 143, 92-2, 10-9 in the postseason with a Super Bowl to his resume.
Well, how are you
going to put him behind Nick Sirianni?
Well, how are you ranking? I mean, you've got a second-year coach, a rookie coach, and then obviously two veterans. But are you ranking them? Okay, go ahead. Give me your
He's got McCarthy dead last.
At three, I have Daboll.
Okay. He's got Sirianni one, Rivera two.
No.
You got Rivera one?
I have Rivera because he's been to a Super Bowl. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt.
Well, what do you mean? We just talked about McCarthy. How does that make sense? He's been to one and won it.
I understand that. But McCarthy didn't win it. Aaron Rodgers won it.
Is Rivera paying you on the side?
I have Rivera one, Sirianni, Daboll, McCarthy. That's my ranking. Just,
McCarthy has almost a 61% winning percentage. Do you know what Ron Rivera's is?
It ain't 61.
It's not 61. I'm well aware of that.
51.
52.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I almost put Sirianni at number one. I was close.
But you know what? But there is a chance.
He's got one, like, 9-8 season on his resume.
Now, I would disagree with Cakes. I would put McCarthy ahead just based on his resume. But there is a chance out of those four coaches, it's a lock that two of those will stay. But out of those four coaches, McCarthy might be the one that's gone next year.
It's a good chance of that.
Yeah.
Unless they win the division again and they do something in the playoffs. If Sean Payton's knocking on Jerry's door, hello. I'm going to do the, hey, Jerry.
Love it.
I'd like to get your job.
A whisper voice is spreading. Is everybody noticing this, by the way?
Yeah, but I sounded better.
In 2 years, I might have Daboll vaulting from 3 to 1 if he can work some wonders with the Giants offense. Now, I don't think that's going to be the most likely scenario because he can't turn Daniel Jones into Josh Allen. Mm-hmm. It's physically impossible. But I like his approach to offense.
All right, getting back
he likes
to the,
sling the ball.
Get back
over
to the Lions. Their win total is 6.5, and it's actually juiced to the over. I don't like them to get 7 wins. I would still go under the 6.5. I don't think they're going to more than double their win total. Give me their first 4 games again.
They host the Eagles in week 1.
All right, I'm going to give the Eagles a win there. Go ahead.
Host the Commanders week 2.
I think I predicted that the Lions would beat the Commanders just based on history.
Right.
All right, I'll give them 1-1.
Week 3 at Minnesota.
Oh, they're a loser there. 1-2.
Week 4, the Drab Hawks come to town.
All right, 2-2 after the first month.
After that, their next two are kind of tough at New England, at Dallas.
2-4. Give me the last 4 games.
I have to pull up their entire schedule here.
New England's winnable.
But it's on the road. Go ahead.
The last 4 games of the season for them.
Yep.
They are at Green Bay in week 18. That's going to be brutal.
Right.
They host the Bears week 17. At the Panthers week 16. Not sure why I'm going 18.
I have no idea.
They could win.
They
could win 3 of those.
Week 18.
Host the Bears at the Packers.
All right. Who wants to bet me they're going under 6.5 wins?
Week 18 can be a rest them.
Right. It could be. You're right.
I'll take the over. I'm betting on Dan Campbell for whatever reason.
You put it in the bet book. It's right there.
No, I text him.
This is the bet book. Yeah, he texts me.
Okay.
Do you just don't delete my text? I know you probably delete all of the other texts.
I don't delete texts. I'm not JP.
He just answers them like a week later.
All right, what do you want to put on that?
$5.
All right.
I think Dan Campbell has had this great turnaround because he was considered a buffoon.
Yes, from his first press conference. Yeah. Nick Sirianni.
Now everyone, I think with Hard Knocks and with videos like this, that it's like, oh man, I kind of want to play for this guy.
He's
this
kind
guy's
of endearing. He's
kind of inspirational a little bit. He has that rah-rah factor.
He does. He's fiery. But I'm just not a believer in Jared Goff. You know, Williams won't be there. He won't be ready for week one, so they're going to have a kind of a hole at receiver
right,
for the first few weeks.
The team may stink, but him as a coach, as a person, has done a complete 180.
I agree with that, but he can't get you wins. The players got to get you wins.
You sleep
and
a
I don't
little
see,
bit.
I don't see them with 7 wins.
When Goff gets protection, he's okay. I don't know if they have a good offensive line or not. But when he gets protection, he's all right.
I think their offensive line is one of the better ones, units in the league.
Okay, all I know is they had 3 wins last year.
Right. They were in a lot of games, though.
They were.
They would scrap with you. They just weren't quite good enough. You sleep a little bit on DJ Chark being signed
to
a one-year deal.
No, I don't. I think he's pretty good. I actually thought he was good in Jacksonville when he was healthy.
Yeah.
Plus, Cakes loves St. Brown.
Amon-Ra St. Brown, look, heart. 1,000 of these. Love that guy.
I'm just telling you, in that division, it's going to be tough.
And DeAndre Swift is a stud. He's a stud RB if he stays healthy.
Yep.
They got
Hockenson. Hockenson's good.
They got some pieces.
I get it, but they had most of those pieces last year, and they got 3 wins.
Understood. Now, if Dan Campbell were really smart, he would tank this year and win 0 games to get the number one pick so you boot Jared Goff out. But I don't think he has that sort of security.
No, he's not going
to. He can't go to the Ford family. Ford family still owns the Lions, right? Somebody in the Ford family owns them.
I would assume.
He can't go in and say, my plan is to win 0 games in 2022. Because then they would fire him with the quickness. They would fire him immediately. They just would.
Unless you're the Dolphins owner.
Unless Stephen Ross is your owner. And then you would get incentivized
right.
to lose games. You would get paid to lose games.
But all right, so it's in the books. I texted you $5. You have over 6.5 wins.
So now I've got conflict. Now I've got 10 wins for the comms, and I think one of those wins was against the Lions. Now I'm going to be rooting against my own picks.
Yeah,
oh no!
Well,
I have the Commanders losing to the Lions in week 2, and somehow still getting to 10 wins. I don't know how I did this. I'm gonna have to make sure I counted these W's and L's correctly. I may have miscounted.
How many did you have for them last year with Fitz?
Too many, like 11 or 12.
11 or 12.
I like an 11 or 12 win prediction.
He's just crazy.
But again,
he's a crazy man.
Come to my rescue.
You do love every over.
We didn't get to see the real problem the way it should have been.
The Fitzpatrick era is incomplete.
We were robbed of the Fitzpatrick era here in Washington because of poor health. I mean, sometimes it goes hand in hand with having a 38-year-old quarterback, but that's neither here nor there.
All right.
Robbed,
all right, when we come back, Chris Wright was in on Friday promoting the Alumni Basketball League. Georgetown pounded the Terps by like 30, and there was a little small wager there between Valdez and Chris Wright. So someone is going to have to pay it off when we come back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. A reminder, we're just a month away for JPO 2022. After an extended hiatus, pandemic changed things. We are bringing back the Junkies Poker Open MGM National Harbor Friday, September 9th. It's presented by our friends at Potomac Metals. You've tried the rest. Now scrap with the best. Live long and scrap on. So I just saw this list about the top 10 best places to live and top, well, I guess the 10 worst places to live.
Worst top 10. Worst cities in America? Is that what you're saying?
Not in America.
Oh.
In fact, I'll give you a clue.
All right.
No American city made the top 10.
Of best places to live.
Well, in the world.
Okay.
Oh, best places to live.
They rated it looking at stability, healthcare, culture, environment, education, infrastructure.
All right.
What do you think is number one? It's a European city. Probably you'll never go to it. You'll never go to it. Although you'll go to the same name in Virginia.
Paris. Is there a Paris, Virginia that I don't know about?
I don't think so. Is there a Stockholm, Virginia?
No, I think I know it. I think I've got it. I think there is a Warsaw, Virginia.
No one's going to live in Warsaw.
Say like Warsaw, Poland? Is that where you're going?
Maybe it's a hidden gem. I don't know anything about it.
Have you ever heard of Vienna, Virginia?
Austria, number one.
Vienna,
yes.
I mean, I'm just going to rip through these. Copenhagen, Denmark.
Okay.
Lars loves that.
Zurich, Switzerland comes in at three.
Okay.
Then two Canadian cities in the top five best places to live in the world.
Montreal.
Vancouver.
Quebec.
Vancouver, five.
I've been to Vancouver. It's overrated.
Calgary, four.
Calgary?
They love Switzerland on this list.
Who would want to live in a city where it gets to be -60 degrees?
I can't root for the Calgary Flames. Right. Strike that from the record. Get out of here. Are you kidding me?
Frankfurt, Germany, seven. Toronto, Canada, eight. Amsterdam, nine. And then a tie for 10th. You can either go to Osaka, Japan, or Melbourne, Australia.
I would go
now,
to...
What's your worst place to live in the world, according to this?
I've heard from multiple people... Toronto stinks on ice. I don't know how it made the top 10, but I've gotten reports from globe-trotting people that Toronto stinks.
I've heard it's pretty nice. My brother goes there a lot.
Haven't heard good things.
No interest.
I'm not saying you have interest, but I heard it's nice.
All right, okay.
What's your worst place to live in the world?
Juarez, Mexico.
That's got to be up there. That's got to make the top 10. I would say someplace in Afghanistan.
Cambodia.
It looks like it's either a tie. I see Damascus, Syria, and Tehran,
Iran. Damascus, right, Maryland.
No. I mean, these are just all hotbeds for terrorism cakes. You should be all over this list.
Pakistan.
Stay away from Douala, Somalia. Cameroon.
Okay.
Harare, Zimbabwe. Dhaka, Bangladesh. I don't even know this country. Port Moresby, PNG. That's a country? PNG?
PNG.
That makes me think of the soccer team.
PNC is PXG PNC is a bank here in this region.
New Guinea.
Papua New Guinea. It's Papa time.
And then it has Karachi, Pakistan to complete your top 10.
Okay.
Algiers, Algeria. Tripoli, which is in Libya. Lagos, Nigeria. And 10 was Damascus, Syria.
Yeah, I'm just not interested. I mean,
I know you're
I'm not surprised that all
of
those
places.
European cities are in there. I mean, I understand.
I
would never live there.
I were ever in Europe, why wouldn't I visit Vienna?
Of course, I would.
It's supposed to be beautiful.
Is the best place you've ever been? La Jolla cakes, which you called La Jolla. You love California.
Love California.
Haven't visited a ton of places. You've visited Aruba.
I love Aruba.
Jamaica and Alabama.
Yes. Puerto Rico.
West Virginia.
I've been to Puerto Rico a long time ago.
What's the place that you went to and were like, oh my God? Has there ever been a place?
Oh my God?
Pebble Beach on number seven.
Yeah, Pebble's nice.
I'll tell you my oh my God moment in Aruba. Was approaching it, and I looked down and
said... You never left the casino, though, right?
No, I'm just saying, when we were approaching it on the airplane, I looked out my window, and I was like, that's the whole island? It's tiny.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so small, especially when you see it from 15,000 feet, tiny.
My daughter would agree with you on probably, 70% of those cities, because she's been to most of them. And she loved Europe.
Right. She's a big fan.
Oh, huge fan. Yeah, oh, and speaking of my daughters, I've got to take my daughters. I'm a little depressed. My daughters are leaving to go back to school on Saturday. I'm taking them down there.
It's so early, it seems.
It's unbelievable.
When do their classes start?
The 22nd, but they're moving into their apartments next weekend. Oh, is it Chris Wright coming in?
I think he is.
I'm a little depressed. My girls are going back to school Saturday.
Back to the empty nest.
The summer's over.
Chris Wright
doesn't understand this because he's a young dad.
Yeah.
But when his kids are going back to college, he's going to be depressed.
Yeah, but now you and your wife can, you know, just be.
Do what?
Do everything.
Same thing we always do. Nothing.
Yeah, right. You guys can watch golf together.
Chris Wright. What's up?
He's wearing his Dog Talk t-shirt.
Good morning.
The Dog Talk.
So Chris Wright, of course, played at Georgetown, was part of the alumni basketball game against Maryland on Saturday night.
And he
night.
Predicted a win.
No Maryland fight song.
I said Mello and Cowan were going to be tough to beat, and you must have smoked those guys.
Sounded like defense was optional.
Yeah.
For who?
For Maryland.
I was about to say. No.
How did you play? I didn't see the box.
I only played like 15, 16 minutes. I was kind of organizing everything, kind of running around.
I thought Austin Freeman was running the show.
You did?
Oh. Well, you said he was the coach.
He was the coach, but I'm the GM.
Oh, you're the GM.
So I was managing everything. I played well. I did good.
It sounded like you didn't need to overexert yourself to be the Park Boys.
Nah, it wasn't much of a sweat, was it?
Was there any smack talking going on?
Absolutely. A lot of coming from Maryland, which I was really surprised to hear, which led me to believe that they might have been a little nervous and scared.
Who was the one guy who was really getting after?
The GM, Travis Garrison.
Was he? My man, DeMatha.
Another one of my good brothers, my friends. He was talking a little trash, Anthony Cohen. Because we're St. John's guys. You know?
Right, Cohen's St. John's. But he must not have played too well.
I don't think anybody played too well, to be honest with you. No, Mello did what Mello does.
He was hitting threes.
Jason, I told you, we were too busy signing WCAC guys this weekend.
That's right.
You know, hey.
That's the excuse.
Yeah.
I like it.
If you really thought I was going to come on here and sing a Maryland fight song,
I'm wearing the shirt.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Dog Talk shirt.
Oh, there you go. Yes. Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. Hoyas win. Just like Rich.
But you had a good turnout, right?
It was an excellent turnout, more than we expected. We played in a pavilion in Xfinity Center. The ABL put on a great event. I partner with MS for MS is a partner that I have because I have diagnosed with multiple sclerosis in my first year out. So they came. They provided orange socks with us. We signed a basketball for them. It was just a great event. A lot of legendary Hoyas there. The current Hoya staff was there. A lot of Maryland greats. Joe Smith was there. You know, the list goes on. I mean, we had Mike Graham in the building.
Wow, Michael Graham.
You know, we had
Mike. Still got a nice shiny head.
Yeah.
Does he still look menacing?
He does. I told him to come for a group photo. I just want to, excuse me, Mr. Graham. You mind taking a photo with us? But no, it was a lot of great guys. Johnny, Bebe Duren was there. Lonnie, they were all there.
That was awesome. Did you guys do a little post-game celebration anywhere? Go out and get
a bite to eat? Absolutely. We got a little bite to eat and a little something to drink.
A little something.
We had a good time. It was a great event, man. We really enjoyed ourselves.
So when's the next game?
Well, like I said, before the game, they were saying that this was a rivalry.
Right.
But you got to come better than that if it's a rivalry. Oh. And on top of that, we won. Like I said,
we need. Honestly, it sounds like the Terps need to petition a couple other players.
Right,
a lot.
Set up the bat signal.
Yeah,
the Terp signal. Get it out there.
We need some of the legends to start showing up.
Right. We need some of the current players like Kevin Herter to play.
Yeah.
Sticks was in the building, right?
Sticks was in the building.
He was in the building, but get the NBA to give him a waiver.
That would be awesome.
Since they beat us so bad, I'm going to wear this tomorrow too.
Awesome.
During the entire show.
No, but for me, I would like to play Syracuse because that's our biggest rival.
I want to play Lawrence Moten.
That would poetry and Moten. Mm-hmm. You know, it's I would love to play against that team because of the fan base and the rivalry.
You know,
it's some great Big East games that we can have, West Virginia. So it's right now just trying to see where we can figure out. Villanova would be a great one for us.
Correct.
You know, so it was a great turnout for it to end the way it did. And for us to play the way we did, I think it was a great
event. We have less than a minute. Nice job. For you personally, when do you head back to Italy?
I'm a free agent.
He's still working on deals.
I'm still trying to figure out what I want to do.
Well, you let us know, bro.
Absolutely. I appreciate you guys.
Hey, I wanted to ask you this last time. When you first moved to Italy, were you nervous driving like in the mountains?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.